I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Those of us who are parents seem to assume that one of our principal tasks in life is teaching our children how to navigate this remarkably complicated world. Whatever our child's talents, insights, proclivities, or special needs, we assume the role of master teacher, how to tie a shoe, complete assignments on time, manage a neighborhood bully, heal the broken heart. The list seems, and perhaps is, endless. And then many of us discover, especially when we open ourselves to the possibility, that our children manage to teach us so much about how to live a meaningful life, cope with disappointment, tell it like it is, sort out priorities. Most of all, children often teach us to back off, to let their lives unfold on their terms. This week's essayist, B.J. Rich, has learned those lessons well.
You were unexpected. Knowledge of you brought apprehension and doubt. Your arrival made the agitator turn 2 extra wash cycles each day. The nail shears graduated from trimming 30 to 40 small fingernails each week. Your primal demands had to fit into a day which had no room to spare. 6 months later, your familiar wail occurs right before dawn as the biting New England wind rattles the ancient rippled windows in a winter serenade. I get up reluctantly from half repose. My temples throb, my knees ache, my blood and bones crave sleep. I nurse you back to peaceful slumber. Time passes, and unlike your 3 older siblings who are generally intense and accolade-driven, you are the child who just likes to be. You don't crave attention. You don't have to be the best at anything. There is no hubris. And even when you occasionally excel at things, you are modest. One late spring day, when you were almost 10, we ran into a classmate's parent on Wickedon Street in Providence and learned way after the fact that you were chosen student of the year. You never said a peep. Your type D personality and low-key manner challenges your father and me, feeding our fear that if you are not immersed in activities and at the top of your game in everything, that you may fall behind. Practice saxophone. Get off that computer. Read. You're going out now with friends? Take a summer course at Brown or RISD. Your brothers and sister did. Why are you just sitting there petting the cat? Your laid-back nature pulls us apart as we badger you. You've told us, I do not make plans. Plans find me. And you assure us that you are okay. Almost 18 years earlier, I glanced down at your simple bassinet, our eyes locked. You revealed yourself. Unlike the others, there was a quiet innocence and purity that was evanescent. I reached down and felt your warmth. Limbs entwined that morning, you did not coo. There was stillness. I look back now and realize that I could never be in the moment, and you always were. I believe that we may be our children's caretakers, yet children are truly our teachers, and that often the best things in life are unexpected.
B.J. Rich is a nurse clinician and educator living in Providence. Her son Cole, a graduate of LaSalle Academy, started college in Boston this fall, taking with him his casual and mindful approach to everyday life. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.